This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
As we increase consequences for those who break the law, just as
yes,
everywhere...
Look, I have such limited time, Madam Secretary.
Okay.
I'm sure you can appreciate that.
As a consequence for a parent going to jail, we in this country do not take the children to jail.
Wow. So Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen at a hearing today denying that kids were kept in cages. Who better than to kick this one off at the start of our show than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News. So, Ellen, how about that?
Quite astounding because, of course, they have evidence that the kids have been in cages. And, in fact, members of that committee have seen these kids in cages. And so her testimony was really quite astounding today.
I think so, too. Where do you think, you know, you've been there on the Hill, covering the Hill for a long time. Where do you think this all ends up when it's said and done?
Oh, boy, if I knew I'd make $1 million and go to Las Vegas and bet on it, I have no idea where this winds up because, you know, this is really one example of the Trump administration's people. And we just don't know what's going to happen to the president. The point is that he could be impeached, but he's not going to get voted out of office in the Senate because they don't have the vote. There are people like Tom Steyer that are saying impeach now because of the materials that they could get, which is true. If the Trump administration does not come forth with the materials, then, of course, they may have to move towards impeachment in order to get them.
Wow. All right. So like you said, we'll watch how this all plays out because we have no way to look into the magic eight ball or crystal ball or any other mystic way to do this. Yeah, I do, too. I really do, because we keep seeing this thing go on and on and on. Since I've been doing talk, that's all we've been talking about is immigration and what's going to happen and how can we change this. And it just morphs into something else, and now it's really gone in a way, way different direction. And what happens?
And the problem is not just President Trump; it's the people that work for him that may not be telling the truth.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I would say that same thing. All right. Speaking of that, how about coming off of this thing in Vietnam with Kim Jong Un, and now apparently North Korea is going to rebuild the site. So the president has to be disappointed about that.
Well, that's right. Now, these are satellite photos that, you know, we used to send U2s up to North Korea because they could not be shot down, et cetera. But now they have satellites that can take photos. And so apparently there have been photos that were taken not by our satellites, but by independent satellites about that the fact that North Korea is restoring its past test sites ever since the Vietnam agreement did not work out. Now, there's some people that are saying that it happened before this Vietnam agreement or a summit or whatever you want to call it. But the fact is that we do know that at this point in time, it looks like Kim Jong-un is restoring his past test site. Now, what that could mean in terms of South Korea, even though we've canceled the war games with South Korea, is that, of course, they could hit South Korea, they could hit Japan. They could also apparently hit the United States, but apparently we're quite good at shooting missiles out of the sky.
Wow. And then there was this bombshell in a different direction. Senator Martha McSally, the first female fighter pilot to fly in combat, saying she was raped in the Air Force by a superior officer. Do you think we're going to hear more stories like this? It's very sad
to
hear her.
Let me just tell you something. I happen, as you know, I'm gay married, and my partner went to the Air Force Academy. And a lot of people I have talked to at the Air Force Academy do not like Martha McSally. However, I talked to somebody who is running a group of women who were abused at the Air Force Academy and in the Air Force afterwards. and they believe, even though they don't like her particularly much, they believe McSally's story because they said that this has happened constantly. And, in fact, there is now a female commandant at the Air Force Academy who is trying to find out what is really going on. And apparently it has happened, and it has gone on not only in the Air Force, but, of course, at the other services and the other service academies.
Mm, wow. I have friends in the Air Force, too.
So people
just believe
that it's actually happened to McSally.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Very, very sad. And then how about this? The Democratic National Committee saying it's not going to allow Fox News to host any of its candidates' political debates through 2020. Are you surprised?
Well, I'm not terribly surprised, except now as the president is saying that he won't have any of his debates. He won't even be involved in the debates unless Fox News carries them. So I don't really know. And this would be Republican debates. However, of course, we think that he's looking for a way out of the debate, but we just don't know. I mean, again, this is one of those issues that we just got to wait and see how it plays out and see what happens.
Yeah. You've seen that Michael Bloomberg, he's not going to run. Hillary Clinton's not going to run. They both have said that. What about Joe Biden? Will he run for president in 2020?
Well, he has not declared, but everybody thinks that he is running. Now, my view is, by the way, also Senator Merkley from Oregon has also said he's not going to run. But as we like to say, everybody looks in the mirror and they see the next, every senator looks in the mirror and they see the next president of the United States. But the fact is that Biden has not declared, but everybody thinks that he is running.
Wow. I have a question for you. You know, there is something about covering politics, and I feel it, too. If you could run for office, would you run for office, and what office would it be?
Oh, I would never run for office. I've been around politics for too darn long.
Come on, even governor?
Oh, especially governor. I mean, in states, it's like fair play, and they go after governors like you can't believe it.
Yeah. I you know what, I agree with you. Somebody in the town where I live said, we would love for you to run for mayor, and I said, are you kidding me? I'm not electable.
Right. So, exactly. That's
yeah.
How I feel.
Yeah, I feel the same way. But it's good that people do want to run. We just hope that we get some good people in office, that's for sure.
Let's hope.
Yeah, let's hope. Ellen Ratner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff from Ellen, and talking about a couple of really kind of pinging all over the place, because when I say we're talking about the buzz in your backyard and mine, you know, this is some of the stuff that's going on. You might not be thinking about the upcoming election, but, hey, it's right there, and everybody and their brother, Democratic side of the aisle, declaring to run, except for those who are kind of iconic, if you will, in the party, not stepping into it, although I agree with Ellen. I know somebody that is pretty close to Joe Biden, and they feel like he is definitely going to run. And you kind of wonder what that's going to look like and how it's going to whittle down, because it really is just a jam field at this point. But it's very, very early in the game. And it's interesting that you have the president threatening to boycott the network. So forget any of those debates. And the presidential debates, whew, remember last time around, people were living for those presidential debates to see Hillary Clinton square off with Donald Trump. And then we know what happened in the end, Donald Trump getting elected as a president. So not seeing the Democratic candidate go up against the president, boy, that would be something pretty different. I will personally like to see those presidential debates. You could hack off some of the Democratic debates and the Republican debates, because I think they do way, way too many of those. All right. Put a timer on it. We'll be back in 5 talking about the sad tale of Alex Trebek. What's up? We'll tell you next.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese, featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222. Or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Just like 50,000 other people in the United States each year, this week I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this.
Wow, so big news today, and it tops odds and ends. Alex Trebek, the fact that the Canadian-American television personality who transcends, he's iconic, let's face it. How long has he been the host of Jeopardy? For a very, very long time. So at the age of 78, that announcement, you know, he again, is a guy who is so iconic that even if you know very little about Jeopardy, you know who he is. He started doing Jeopardy as the host of it since 1984 is when he started. And he's, of course, hosted some other game shows, too, but this is really where he made his mark. That is a very long time to have a show that thrives and that people watch and care about, and they care about the categories and they talk about it. And he knows, as he said, it's like a death knell, let's face it, when you get pancreatic cancer. Very, very tough. I've seen some people try to battle that. And you could tell that it was obviously an emotional kind of announcement for him, because that's tough news for anyone to hear. So my buddy Josh out in L.A. sent me these great moments for Alex Trebek when he did this. He had this idea about doing this rap piece. And the first time I think he rolled it out was in 2015, or certainly it was one of his best. Check this out.
It's a rap for 800.
Don't push me, because I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head, rapped this pioneering grandmaster.
Eric. Grandmaster Flash.
Correct. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach, rapped this notorious guy. Mary.
Who's Notorious B.I.G.?
Yes. Another plane, another train, another bottle in the brain. The Beastie Boys wrapped in No Sleep Till Here. Eric.
What is Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, correct. In Nothing But a G-Thang, this Dr. Rap never let me slip, because if I slip, then I'm slipping. Mary.
Who's Dr. Dre?
Yes. Public Enemy. You go ooh and ah when I jump in my car. People treat me like this Hall of Fame L.A. Lakers center. Mary.
Who's Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Yes, and I don't know why that's making you laugh so much. But you've done well in Double Jeopardy, and the lead is yours.
All right, you got to love that. It was so popular, and you think of the funny categories and the clever things that they've done on Jeopardy. I mean, when you're hosting a show and you can keep it at that level, and you start it in the 80s, and you think of where it is today, you are constantly looking for clever, reinventing, that sort of thing. So they brought back the whole rap category in 2017. And for fun, and as sort of an ode to Trebek and his fight on stage 4 cancer, here's that.
Let's rap, kids. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Lily.
What is Drake?
Good. They mad, they ain't famous. They mad, they still nameless. But we still hood famous. Yeah, we still hood famous. Julia.
Who is Kanye West?
Yes, and I hope I don't get an email from him. Buy a chopper and have a doctor on speed dial, I guess. Mad City. Julia.
Who is Kendrick Lamar?
Right. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You don't want to start wheezy, because the F is for finisher. Lily.
Who's Lil Wayne?
Lil Wayne, yeah. Panda Panda. Panda Panda. Panda Panda. Panda. Lily.
Who is Designer?
Designer, yes. And that takes you up to 2,600. I was just getting into this rap thing. I'm not too good at it, but I was getting into it.
All right, so there you go. Thanks, JJ, for that. Sajak, Pat Sajak, and a bunch of other celebrities and, of course, fans rallying around Alex Trebek all over the Twittersphere. There were conversations about him. Pat Sajak tweeted out, "The Sajak family is deeply saddened to hear of Alex Trebek's struggle with cancer. Our hearts go out to him and his family. But there is no one I know who is stronger and more determined, and I would never bet against him. We in the entire country are pulling for you, Alex." And, of course, a lot of people retweeted that, etc. And Ken Jennings said, "One thing I know for a fact, Alex is very aware of how much he means to millions of people and how we'll be pulling for him. I hope that's a comfort, and I hope some very good L.A. oncologists are getting ready to have their mispronunciations corrected." You got to love that, because that's the thing about Trebek, right? He could nail anybody for kind of their bumbling and stumbling. And Ken Jennings won the most Jeopardy games, 74 ever, and appeared on the just completed Jeopardy All-Star games. And he's a name that a lot of people recognize who are fans of that game. So pretty sad, heavy news to hear about Alex Trebek. Back at 78. He's going to continue to host the Jeopardy show. Of course he is. I mean, this is what he does. He hosts Jeopardy, so he's going to keep it on as long as he can, and we wish him the best in that fight. That is really, really tough news to hear. From the world of money, money, money and odds and ends. Yeah, I can't claim to be a singer. There were a couple of interesting things of note that I wanted to talk about. And one of them is the Chevy Cruze. The Chevy Cruze, the last one, rolled off the line in Lordstown, Ohio. So now there's all this speculation about the GM plant. And it's interesting because I never had ridden in a Chevy Cruze. But if you remember, I was broadcasting from Atlantic City, I guess about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I had a Chevy Cruze. That's what they gave me. And you know what? It was a pretty cool car, I have to say. I can't even remember the last time I was in a Chevy. But it did this thing where I'm in a city, I'm in Philly, and then I'm going down the Atlantic City Expressway. Bear with me, everybody. You know what that's like. And then you're hitting in the city all these stoplights, and it was an automatic, but it would shut off. So if you were somewhere in the middle of traffic, it shuts off and then starts back up again when you drive. I don't know. I just thought that was cool. And, of course, I knew nothing about the cruises. But that's it. Done. So the plant is idle as of Friday. They say they're not going to retool. They're not going to reconfigure. They're not going to do any of that. Remember, it was back in November when they said four factories are down. And the reason is because people want SUVs and trucks. And that's what you see. I mean, raise your hand if you have an SUV. I never, ever thought I'd have an SUV until it became affordable. And until it became what I had to drive because it was ridiculous, everybody else around me, their SUVs, which I live in SUV country, they were smothering me everywhere. I thought, you know, I'm going to get crunched. Somebody's going to be on their cell phone or we're going to put on makeup or reading the last paper in America, and they're going to cut across four lanes. I mean, there's some crazy things happening out there. So it is true. There is that massive move everywhere toward SUVs and trucks. And then, of course, electric and autonomous types of cars and other vehicles and stuff. So the cruise discontinued in North America. And I do have to say, I mean, it was a pretty decent ride. I was in a pretty new one, and I didn't know how it would ride, but it was actually a very, very good ride. All right, and then one other one, and of course a lot is being made of this, but speaking of pronunciations and Alex Trebek, where is he when you need him? The president called Apple CEO Tim Cook Tim Apple. And of course, right away, I mean, it was a slip of the tongue. Come on, you got to give him a break, right? But it was immediately all over social media. So he calls him that during a meeting at the White House, and he was there during the inaugural meeting of the American Workforce Policy Advisory Board. That's a mouthful, because they were talking about the importance of technology in education. And that meeting was held in the state dining room of the White House. And he did say, and Cook was right next to him, he did say, "We appreciate it very much, Tim Apple." And, you know, there people were tweeting out, "Hey, there was a tag in front of him. It said Tim Cook." I mean, are you kidding me? Whatever. Although, then they trot out any mistake. And so last March, I guess, he called Lockheed Martin CEO Marilyn Hewson Marilyn Lockheed. Have you ever done that? Have you ever mistaken someone, you know, got tongue-tied and said the name wrong? I was giving a speech recently, and the great Bill Mellon, I called him Dave Mellon, and he runs the New York City, well, the New York Credit Union League, and he's just a great guy. And, of course, I have a good friend named Dave Mellon, so that's all that was about. I immediately corrected it, of course. I don't know. A little better than Tim Apple. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Arizona Republican Senator Martha McSally, the first woman to fly in combat for the U.S. Air Force, gave her own emotional account during a subcommittee hearing on sexual assault in the military.
The perpetrators abused their position of power in profound ways. And in one case, I was preyed upon and then raped by a superior officer.
McSally retired from the Air Force in 2010 with the rank of colonel.
Like so many women and men, I didn't trust the system at the time. I blamed myself. I was ashamed and confused. And I thought I was strong, but felt powerless.
McSally says she's going public now, hoping it will lead to reforms. Stocks closed lower, with the Dow down 133 points and the NASDAQ dropped 70 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, yes, I do have mail. Did send mail, and thank you for that. I say this all the time on this show. I'll say it again, but I've worked in other places, huge markets, where you didn't get very much email. But Al Gore did invent the internet, didn't he? And so, as a tip of the cap, so many of you send me emails. You just can go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and that is where you'll be able to hit us up. And so I got this one from Katrina, who says, "Hi, Kate Delaney, I enjoy the show, and I have to tell you, it is kind of like Hollywood Squares times three when you talk about how many Democrats are running. I don't know, is it a good thing or a bad thing? I guess it's good that more people have decided that they want to run, but when there's more choices, what does that mean for the Democrats? Do you think that gets confusing, and would it be better to have a smaller field?" Well, I think it's better to have a smaller field, Democrat, Republican, whoever, but the bottom line is this, that, listen, whoever can win is, if you're the Democratic Party, then you want the person that can win. I mean, you want the candidate that can win. That's what you care about, because that's what you're pushing for. That's what you're angling for. So if you have a crowded field and then it narrows, that's what happens. But I do think if there's too many, it can really separate and take away votes and then get confusing. I mean, but eventually it whittles down to whoever the one person is that's left. You know, I feel like I say this all the time, but I'm going to say it again. We do live in very interesting times, my friends. We do. Because there is no, I have no gauge. I usually do. I have no gauge on what this is going to look like. Because here we are in 2019. We're talking about 2020 time moves like that. What is this going to look like? Where's the president going to be at? What's, you know, else is happening? And I think it's going to be the biggest turnout we've seen, which means that Republicans and Democrats are going to have to really rally their voters and their constituents to get out there and vote. I do. I think we're going to have blowout numbers. And that in one way makes me happy, because I always say, if you want to complain, oh my gosh, please vote. Please vote. Let's move to this one. This one's from Cap. Kate, I am sending you this email from a very, very cold place. You said it the other night that one of your friends said snow blowing is a sport here. So where do you think I am? I'll give you a second or two to guess. And then I'll tell you, I feel sorry for the people in Alabama. As much as we have so much of the white stuff dealing with those tornadoes and looking at the death toll and what they've gone through, I really, really feel badly for those people in Lee County. Can you imagine what that would be like when you have young children and you're just trying to save them and you cannot beat 170 mile an hour winds? Yeah, I cannot imagine what that would be like. You're absolutely right. And by the way, you have to be, and there's a lot of places you could be. I could have said Boston. I'm thinking Minnesota. Because if you're saying my friend, that would be my friend who lives in Minnesota who talked about snow blowing and calling it a sport. So I'm thinking it's Minnesota. I have to wait till tomorrow to find out what the answer is. But I'm thinking that's what it is. All right, then how about this one? We got this from Amy, and then also got a similar one from Jesse. What's up with R. Kelly and what happened with that Gayle King interview? Not that I watch the CBS Morning News, but I can tell you I've seen this clip everywhere. This man has lost his mind. He is going to go to jail for a long time if they can nail him for the crimes that he is accused of and charged with. What do you think, Kate? I didn't see it when it happened live, but I saw the clips. You're right. He was arrested last month. He was charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal assault. We know the deal. He allegedly committed crimes against four women. Three were between 13 and 16 years old. He says he's innocent. So he did an interview with Gayle King. And at one point, she asked him about the allegations that he held some of the women against their will. And the point, he quickly says, you know, the point you're making is you've never held anyone against their will. She asked that. And then he quickly interrupts and he says, I don't need to. Why would I? How stupid would it be for R. Kelly with all I've been through in my way, way past? How stupid would that be? That's stupid. Use your common sense. And he was really agitated. You could see it. And she just calmly sat there and let him continue. He said, quit playing. I don't do this stuff. This isn't me. He was shouting. He was hitting his chest. He was swearing. He got up from his seat. He started to shout. He was gesturing pretty aggressively. And he said, I gave you all 30 years of my career, 30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me, screaming. And this is on camera. So, television can be cold. It's about ratings. Oh, they're staying on that. He says, you're killing me, man. This isn't about music. I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids. I can't do it. Y'all just don't want to believe the truth. You don't want to believe it. And he just went nuts. And, you know, there's a still photo of him kind of hovering above her. And that's been tweeted out, Instagrammed, you name it, all over the place. Oprah Winfrey tweeted out, bravo at Gayle King for common steady focus during the R. Kelly interview. Outstanding job. Tell the CBS this morning we want to see the whole thing. So they saw part of it. What a crazy deal. I mean, he's losing it. First, because, you know, now he goes from King of the Hill and beautiful music to people wanting him, you know, famous other singers not even wanting anything to do with him, like Lady Gaga, taking him off their albums, if you will, their downloads. And he's broke. And he's now in this position where who knows what's going to happen to him. And that documentary certainly did its damage on what was going on in the R. Kelly world. There's no question about that. Let's move on to this one. This is from Marvin. And Marvin says, Kate, North Korea, I thought the Rocket Man was good buds with the president. It's not looking so good. So first the president comes home from the summit. There is no denuclearization. Now it looks like, with these new satellite images, that the North was secretly building or rebuilding a rocket launching site. What do you make of this? Rocket Man, can you really trust him? So the Department of Homeland Security announced that the unauthorized border crossings have spiked to the highest levels, they say, in 12 years, despite the president's hardline rhetoric and new policies, you know, aimed at deterring, you know, migrants. So while that's happening, then you have the whole thing with North Korea and this no denuclearization. And now we have these satellite photos. So it has been, and then, of course, the Michael Cohen thing at the tail end of last week when he was in Vietnam. It's been a rough week for the press. And Kim Jong-un just added to that with how do we explain what's happening there. Is this something that was going on before they met in Vietnam? You know, what's all of that about? And they'll have to get to the bottom of it. That's obviously the bottom line. All right, let's go to something else. This one is from Joe, who says, wow, poor Alex Trebek, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That is like a death sentence. There's no doubt about it. I mean, what are you going to do? You have to fight it, I would assume. But the average for surviving pancreatic cancer, the 5-year survival rate is 9%. And you got to figure he's in his 70s, so that looks pretty bleak. That may be the worst of all the cancers that can befall you. And this guy has tons of fans all over the place. Think about how long he's been on the air, Kate. And it is stunning news to hear that, but it's always that way when you talk about cancer to people you know who other people don't know because they're not famous. And then, of course, famous people just bring it to light even a little bit more. Well, absolutely. Remember, Patrick Swayze had pancreatic cancer. And he looked so healthy. And, boy, all of a sudden, then he just kind of disappeared. And he got thinner and thinner and thinner. And it's a tough thing. I mean, there are great doctors out there, but there's only so much that you can do. All right, so we move from that to this one from Jeffrey, who says, I have a trivia question for you, Kate. I read it today in the paper when I was traveling. Is there any blockbusters left in the world? I know the answer to this. There is, and the story that there was a story today about Blockbuster, and the Blockbuster has one in Bend, Oregon, and they're saying it's going to be the last of its kind, period, because Netflix buried them, and then other companies that came along, and then the whole streaming thing. And it's funny because it used to be a big deal, and I think most of you listening at some point probably know about Blockbuster, but it was a big deal in the early 2000s because, you know, they had so many stores. And that's what you did. You ran to the store when the new movies came out so you could grab the movie. And then, of course, they had all that different candy and other things they offered there. But people would just run to Blockbuster to snap up their movie rentals, and it was a thing. And then all of a sudden, it took a turn south when Netflix came along, and that was it for Blockbuster. Man Cave, next.
It's time to start drinking Tahibo Tea. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Every week, someone calls in with the story of another miraculous recovery. Order your Tahibo Tea now for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Call today, 818-883-7222. Again, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. All orders ship the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222, or buy online at drinksupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So come on in. We got some room in here. Put your feet up. And in the man cave, a lot of times we're talking about sports, but we can talk about other things as well. And by things, I mean whatever we feel like talking about, including the fact that winter is finally here. Yeah. So HBO, with the final season of Game of Thrones, finally, did they talk about dragging it out? And I will admit it, a Game of Thrones fan. I do this solo, though, because the Hubs is not into Game of Thrones. But the final season of GOT, as we say, premieres on April 14th. It's going to have 6 episodes. Some of the episodes, they say, are going to be 90 minutes long. And you've got all kinds of characters in this, and it's about the 7 kingdoms. Well, I'm going to let you hear the highly anticipated trailer that was released by HBO. Check it out.
my death. He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one.
Everything you did brought you where you are now. Where you belong.
They're coming. Our enemy doesn't tire. Doesn't stop. Doesn't feel.
Did I get you excited about Cersei and, gosh, who else? I already mentioned Daenerys. Boy, oh boy. This is going to be epic. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, you know what's really cool? And I don't want to let the cat prematurely out of the bag, but I'm taking the show to Ireland. Woohoo! Thanks to the Irish Tourism Board. And my pal Victoria. And one of the things I'm going to get to do is go and do a Game of Thrones thing, because I'm going to be in Northern Ireland and they film a lot of this show in Northern Ireland, where they've got the giant causeway tour. It's a very recognizable site that you can see. And I'll, of course, just take massive photos and video and all that stuff, and I'll put it on Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook so you'll be able to see it. But they film so much of this in Belfast. They have iconic locations, and I'm going to go to a whole bunch of those locations where they have filmed, and I'll let you see it all, and you can decide for yourself. It's going to be interesting to check this out. I got to tell you, I'm really, really excited about that, because this is, you know, I can put it in my mind with the actual show as the location sites. And supposedly, I hear I may be able to wear some of the capes, and perhaps I may find myself in a situation where I'm inserted into the Game of Thrones. Let's just put it that way. I promise I won't let the dragons get me. I'll get back somehow to the States. But one of the many things that I'll be doing when I'm in Northern Ireland. So we'd be talking about that a lot. We'd be talking about the trip. We'd be talking about Game of Thrones coming back and the fact that there's rumors about how long it's going to be and, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right, the other thing we would probably talk about is we've got March Madness coming up here pretty soon. And there's been some really crazy things that have happened. Well, I say crazy, but there's been some really odd things that have happened in the world of hoop. I mean, nothing catastrophic, so I don't want to lead you down that path. But we're seeing a couple of changes in what may affect where teams are seated, I guess, is the way to put that. And this is the time when so many people are paying attention to college basketball. And you look at the bubble. And who's on the bubble and who's going to make it? I mean, look, Seton Hall, an 18-0 run beating Marquette. That was pretty big. You've got a couple of other controversial things that are happening. And again, it goes to the brackets and who's going to make it and who's going to be on the bubble and who's going to fall over and who are the teams that have, you know, work to do before they get there, and then some of those Cinderella teams who might not be back, you know, who might not find themselves where they normally are in the brackets and want, as one of the teams that people seem to pick every year because they do something tremendous in the first round. So you start to get to this, the power rankings, and it's a big final week for a lot of teams. You got Virginia, Duke, North Carolina. They all have top seed possibilities, but they have to take care of what they have to take care of to make sure that they get there in the end. And who are the best teams to make it to the Final Four? And if I were picking, I would definitely have the Virginia Cavaliers there. I'd be stunned if they weren't there. How about Duke? If Duke is healthy, what are they going to look like? North Carolina? Will North Carolina get there? I mean, they've got a great offense. They've lost just one game since January 12th. They've had a hot, impressive stretch. But then the Michigan teams, the Wolverines, the Spartans, the Houston Cougars, they're pretty consistent too. They just have two losses, Temple and UCF. The problem is they're relying on a handful of players. But these are questions we could just talk about ad nauseum and you'd just be bored to death, because you and I both know it's about getting the bracket. Somebody asks you to fill it out. They tell you can win bragging rights and owe a few dollars along the way. You just have to be able to win a few of the rounds and get to the Final Four. Easier said than done. It's like, talk to the Florida Gators. They almost beat LSU, but they didn't, at number 10 in the country. So the final in overtime, 79-78. And this is the kind of basketball you see. Clemson plays Notre Dame. They beat them 64-62. Some tight finishes. And some of these games are games that those teams need to win, but they're not. So that could affect if they get into the tournament and where they ultimately end up. Right? Big story. PEDs. Shocking. A Boston Red Sox knuckleballer, Stephen Wright, suspended 80 games on Wednesday, tested positive for performance-enhancing substances. So the human, the growth hormone releasing peptide 2 is what they call it. 80 games is a big one, and he'll be a very big loss for them. He will. He'll be a very, very big loss. No question about it. All right. Thanks for joining us in the Man Cave and for this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody. See ya.
It's time to join the Tahibo Tea Club. Tahibo Tea comes from the inner bark of the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. The Tahibo tree never gets sick, never gets infected, and never gets infested. As a result, it contains antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. Tahibo Tea can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening condition due to infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea is available for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping. 1 pound makes 300 servings, which is only 12 cents per cup. Dial 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com. All orders ship immediately the same day. Call now, 818-883-7222. That number again, 818-883-7222 or buy online at drinksupertea.com.